Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Trust Works by Ken Blanchard, Cynthia Olmsted, and Martha Lawrence. Sophie, what's your take on trust?
Hey there, Sam. Glad to be here. Trust is one of those things we all think we understand, but this book really breaks it down into something you can actually work on. It's a game changer.
Exactly. And the best part is they give you this simple acronym, ABCD, to remember the four pillars of trust.
Right, so the A stands for able. It's all about competence, whether you have the skills to do what's asked.
So if I ask you to fix my car, I trust you because I believe you know how to fix cars. But what happens when someone is trusted with something they can't actually do?
That's where trust breaks down. The book says we need to be honest about our abilities and ask for help when we need it, rather than saying yes to everything.
And then there's B for believable. That's about honesty and integrity, right?
Yes, and it's probably the hardest to repair once broken. If someone lies to you, it's tough to ever fully trust them again.
I remember a story from the book where a manager broke trust by exaggerating his accomplishments. It took a long time to rebuild that.
Exactly. And then there's C for connected. This is about empathy and caring, showing that you see people as humans, not just tools.
I think this one is often overlooked, especially at work. You can be super competent, but if you don't show you care, people won't fully trust you.
Right, and the book says connectedness is built through simple things like listening and being present.
And finally, D for dependable. That's about showing up on time, meeting deadlines, and being consistent.
It sounds straightforward, but it's where many relationships fail because we overcommit and underdeliver.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that sometimes. The book suggests underpromising and overdelivering, which is a great tip.
And they use this metaphor of a trust bank account. Every good action is a deposit, every failure is a withdrawal.
So if you keep the account positive, you can weather the occasional mistake. But if you're always making withdrawals, even small slip-ups can break things.
Exactly. And when trust is broken, they give a 4-step process to rebuild it.
First, you acknowledge what you did and take responsibility without making excuses.
Then you apologize sincerely, naming exactly what you're sorry for and how it affected the other person.
Third, you make amends by taking concrete action to fix the damage.
And finally, you recommit to the relationship and the behaviors that build trust, being patient because it takes time.
That's solid advice. And they also talk about how trust applies to whole organizations, not just one-on-one.
Yeah, high-trust companies are more productive and innovative. Leaders need to model the ABCD behaviors themselves.
One thing I appreciated is that they clear up some misconceptions, like trust being automatic or binary.
Right, trust should be earned, and it can vary by context. You might trust someone with one thing, but not another.
And they emphasize self-reflection, looking at your own strengths and gaps in each of the four areas.
The book really makes you think about how you make others feel, which is key to building deep trust.
So for me, the big takeaway is that trust isn't some mysterious force. It's built on intentional, small actions every day.
Absolutely. And if you want to dig deeper into Trust Works or any other book, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. With more than 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. In the end, trust is about being intentional in how you show up for others. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.